Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to San Diego Landings. A very busy San Diego Landings this morning with Lori Byron Sackow from Turner's Outdoorsman, who literally just stepped off the boat off the Independence this morning from an eight-day trip and having a great time talking tackle and fishing with Lori.
Yeah, we're having a great time, man. You want to talk about some great info. 10 years at Turner's in San Marcos, and such a great family and atmosphere and information source that Lori and the whole team there has created, and all the great Turner stores. We're having a great time talking fishing, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or send us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app.
And indeed, let's go ahead and find out what's biting. The catch report today, sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for when your fish returns to the trips to the San Diego Landings, to your local, your long range, or even your private boat. Plus, Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish. By the way, there's smoked salmon there.
Oh, dude.
Man.
I was in Fisherman's Processing yesterday doing some shipping, or not yesterday, but previous shipping. Their new display case is so
killer, isn't it?
Killer, yeah. Smoke. They had all the smoked cheeses. They had a bunch of jerky. They had a bunch of different smoked fish. All the dry spices, around, pokey kids. Yeah, it's awesome.
Tuna burgers, yeah.
I spent way too much.
Yeah, well, hey, stop by their Old Town location on Taylor Street, call for details, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. They'll ship it right to you. And be sure to check them out on Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing. And let's start with our private butter buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Rick, Lori, great show. Fun stuff going on here. But
yeah,
wow, what a great week of fishing for the Southern California private boat guys. Lots of options for sure. With this better weather, it was a skipper's choice as to where to start. Up north, the Northern Channel Islands had some really good sea bass fishing here this week at Santa Rosa around Rose Reef there. And then around to the Eagle's Nest, all scouted through there, some fish. Or at Santa Cruz there, Chinese had some really good fishing. Halibut and sea bass both in there. And probably got today and maybe tomorrow morning before, guess what, the wind machine starts cranking up again. But it's been decent. And then on the outside, again, in this little weather break there, Nick got checked out. Not all that much in the way of exotics and breeze and yellows around, but not biting all that much. Santa Barbara Island, a little bit biting there, more quality than quantity for sure. That island really hasn't bounced back since it got destroyed in a big wind here a week or so ago. But lots of cods at both islands, of course. At Catalina, big news there, big uptick in the sea bass fishing, more squid around, scattered all up and down the back there, and quite a bit more bite in sea bass. But, you know, as happens, the word got out and the boats piled in, and a little tougher fishing yesterday for sure. Two tournaments going on, and, you know, everybody's all ganged up, and you know how that goes there. But, man, there were still some big ones caught. Both ends biting, east end and west end, pretty good fishing there. And guess what? Bit right on schedule, guys, on the upswing of the full moon. I mean, you just set your watch by it. Everything was responding. And then locally, big news is the much-improved sand bass fishing. Now, I know it's not exotics and nothing like all that big bluefin biting down below there, but, man, sand bass fishing, for this guy who wants to go catch something, there's nothing like it. It's fun. We've really missed them. But that warmer, cleaner water moving in is having a desired effect. We had several days of limit fishing outside Huntington Beach there, kind of out there in that Isa Reef sector. And then just like the old days, three-quarter ounce lead head and a lime green scampi, and it's game on, man. It's fun fishing for the guys that were out there, and hopefully that continues. Also in that same sector there, and then in on the beach and some of the little hard bottom spots and on the pipe proper, And something else to probably check is the mussel farm. There's been a hint of some local yellow showing up finally. We got some much better water around and a little bit of yellow starting to show up. So be interesting to see what they start doing there. And then mixed in with all the bait along the beach here, all the way from Long Beach to Laguna like that, is a bunch of nice catchable-sized thresher sharks. One of our customers hooked one just the other day here, and it jumped right next to the boat. They had no idea what they had. So here comes this big shark with a long, flappy tail, and it, like, scared the you-know-what out of them. It was awesome. And then to cap off the local scene, we got a little better signal on that great big sea bass all along the Palos Verdes Peninsula outside the kelp lines, all the way from Furman up around Rocky and into the bay there, Flat Rock. You know, for the guys that have the squid, that's a good way to catch them. But this time of year, on the edge of those kelp lines, those big tankers love those live mackerels. They just slow troll them or fishing around underneath a little bobber there on the edge of the kelp lines. And to cap it off, and I didn't get a specific report, I just read this, but this has to be one of the all-time catches of the century. 55 trigger fish on one of those sport boats down there somewhere.
Whoa.
That's a hell of a catch, 55 triggers.
I think it was at Coronado Islands.
Dude, I want a local trigger so bad. I want that. I do not have a local
they
trigger
live
fish
here now,
but I want that.
Man. Yeah.
You know,
if I saw that, I would have jumped on, man.
When one boat gets 55, I mean, that's how many's caught in a whole year, all scattered all up and down the coast here. That's like an influx.
Yeah,
you know,
we've
got some things really changing around.
Things are changing for sure.
Anyway, so we don't even have time to get to all that fantastic bluefin fishing down below there. You guys are talking it up for sure. It's been amazing and nice weather right now. Lots of big ones. And oh my God, it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And fishdope.com always has the info. As Mark says, things are changing, and that's why you need fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. Our phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And seriously, guys, time to go fishing. Lots of fish, nice weather.
Time to go fishing. Let's do it. It's summertime.
That's it,
officially,
Mark.
Almost officially. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
All right.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, for Marcos, I'm off by a day.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for Marcos to come rolling through, great tech came through for Lori. Says, good morning, everybody. Quick question for Lori. What is your favorite rod, reel, and line combo for nighttime jigging when these big bluefins are around? That was from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Currently, my two bigger reels that I'll set with a 100-pound braid and a 130-pound braid is the Accurate BV2 800. Amazingly light reel. I mean, it weighs a half a pound less than Talikas are wonderful. I'm not saying that, but they weigh a half a pound less.
Half a pound less.
And when I'm on a long-range trip and I'm holding a heavy reel 2 days, you know, fishing, it gets heavy. So I use that, and then I use an Avet HX Raptor. That's another one of my bigger setups. And then I'm really into the Graftech rail rods. They're amazing. They've got a lot of power in the tip, a lot of recoil that really helps you out. They call them rail rods for a reason. You need a tip that's going to help lift with you. They're a nice composite rod. I know you guys sell them, too, at Fisherman's Landing.
And they're available.
That's the key, right? He's having to start to air freight them in, but we're getting a big shipment in coming this week, and then 2 weeks later, another one, and then after that. So he's had to work it out by doing some air freighting. But great rods, and the price point on them are, you know, $100 or up to $200 less than some of the other manufacturers. That's my setup.
All right,
yep.
Very good. All right, hey, thanks for that text. We had another great text, and that's from Rick in Beaumont, and it was related to what Harry was asking about the Shimano Tranx 400. And he says that's one of his reels for yellowtail and sea bass, and he wants to know what pound Spectra top shot should he put on that. Tranx 400 for fishing yellows and calicos.
I'd probably do a 25? I mean, that's strong enough to even get a good size yellowtail.
That would be mono. If you want to put Spectra on it.
Spectra, I usually put a 40-pound or a 50-pound on a Tranx 400.
Okay. And then top shot it with 25 or whatever.
Yeah, or you could even do up to a 40-pound leader if you want it.
Sure.
That's a great versatile. The 300 kind of is more of an inshore reel, the 300 Tranx. The 400 gets you offshore and inshore.
Powerful reel.
And it only weighs 1 ounce more than the 300. So I always tell customers, just go to that one other size. It's still a nice, small in the palm, comfortable reel.
Still has that power handle.
But it's not too much bigger than the size 300. Like your Lexas and your other reels between the 300 and the 400 is quite a bit of a difference in size. But Daiwa did come out with their new Lexa TW, and that one they slimmed down the profile on that, kind of comparable to the Shimano Tranx.
On the Tranx, you prefer the double paddle handle with a little lower gear ratio, or do you like the big power handle with a little higher gear ratio?
I do like the power handles; gives me a little bit more leverage. I know my bass guys that do a lot of casting, they prefer the double handle. The kayakers like the power handle too. When they're reaching back for their reel, they can find that one handle instead of fiddling around. But good reel. It's good go-to.
Good info.
Yeah, so that's the difference. Is the power handle has a higher gear ratio?
So it's Tranx 300 and 400, and then Tranx 300 400 HG. The high gear one has the power handle. The lower gear has the double paddle.
High gear a 7.3:1, and then the double handle has a 6.3:1.
So a little like that makes a big difference. That extra one?
It does. Bigger fish, like in the Tranx 500, I like the lower gear one because if I'm on bigger fish, I want to be on a lower gear. If you're throwing a lot of topwater stuff, you want that higher gear so you can retrieve your slack in and work your jigs.
Yeah,
I always think in a good way, and Laura's dead on. Gear ratio is gear ratio, but between those two, I don't think it makes a world of difference. What that gear ratio is referring to is one turn of the handle moves the spool. 7.3 times or 6.3. The diameter of a full spool of a Tranx is still only the spool's.
It's not that big.
It's the size of a 50 cent.
It's not going to make that much difference.
Exactly, and I mean that in a good way. Meaning, like, if you really like a double paddle handle, but you wanted the reel to be a little faster, it's just not that much line difference that we're talking about. And vice versa. If you're a guy that really wants the power handle, but you want the slower gear ratio, it's just not that much of a difference to make that. Whether you sway one way or the other.
Right.
Lori's dead right. Faster is faster retrieve. Lower gear ratio is more power, no question. But the realistic difference when you're behind the handle, it's probably not that much.
Right.
Just get the one you like.
Because they're calling high gear now a 7:1, 8:1, and even Penn came out with a 9:1. But high used to be, from Gary Kwan from Taddy, says high used to be a 5:1.
Right.
And I think sometimes in the marketing, going from that 6 to the 7 to the 8, maybe a lot of that is like, it gets you to collect all series of them. But I tell customers, too, if they're really wanting a low gear and all we have available is a high, it's like you can always reel slower, too, if you want.
That starts to make a big difference when you're into larger reels. A single larger gear ratio can make a big difference in a tall spool.
In a big
because,
spool.
You know, when the
you
spool,
think about it,
exactly.
The bigger the spool, the more revolutions, it's going to take up more line.
But with a Tranx, the spool is so small, the diameter is so small that, one extra turn of that spool isn't gaining that much line. You start talking about a 4.0 or something taller, that becomes a big difference. That being one number higher is four times the amount of line on something as small as a bass reel. So, you see some of those hyper speeds, 8:1s on a little reel, it's still not that big of a difference.
Yeah.
But you start talking, Trinidad 20, Trinidad 40, that size, then you're starting to talk about some pretty serious difference feeling when your gear ratio changes.
Or in a two-speed reel, when you're at your five, it could be a 5 and a 2. So you're at your 5:1, which has a lot of torque, but then definitely when you go to your lower gear and you're at 2:1, it sure does help. And so I always compare it to like riding a bicycle, and you're going along and you're cruising along, going fast, you start climbing a hill, you have to gear down.
Right.
You're not covering covering as much ground, but it's easier for you to pedal your feet. Same with the gear, with a reel. It's easier to turn the handle in a lower gear.
So when they say a 5-to-1 reel, for every time you turn the handle,
the spool spins five times.
Okay. Yep. So, and vice versa, 7 times, 6 times.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I do like that power handle on the Trent 400.
Yeah.
And that thing's like, you just feel powerful sitting on it because you can catch some big fish on that Trunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
On the 400, 300, and even the 200, man.
Right.
It's like, you know, Corey's favorite rock cod reel is the 200.
He's a cracker.
Yeah.
My favorite was when Corey was talking about Cedros, and he said he goes, you know, he bumps up to the 300 just in case he hooks one of those 30-pound yellowtail. Like, come on, 30-pound yellow, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that was, you know, he's going up to that size just in case he hooks one of those.
I got a 300 pack for Sitka.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I can imagine Corey's a big man and a tall man. He probably has big hands. Can he see the reel? The 200 in his hand?
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. We're going to talk to Benjamin. He's calling us from Oceanside this morning. What's up, Benjamin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, welcome, you guys. You guys are legends, man. I got a question for Lori. She probably knows me. I'm the guy who comes on the boat with 2 fishing poles. I use an old-school thorium, and I could hook it about a length of a football field. I was just wondering, getting outside of the pack, is that any benefit? And bringing less gear than more, is that a benefit?
You know, I bring less on long-range trips or even a two-day trip or so. You know, I'm good with 5 or 6 reels, but I just got off the boat. Most everybody had twice that I have. But what I find is I bring 5 or 6, and you still fish the same 2 or 3. So if your go-tos and you just brought 2, you'd be safe. Obviously, on these, the bigger fish are close to us, too. You know, you would definitely want to try to bring a 2-speed reel with you. But, yeah, it's not necessary. I think just some people, like, you know, you buy all that stuff, you want to use it, so they try to bring it all, and there's plenty of room on the boat. Myself, I'd like to bring less. I have 1 bundle of rods that I can carry in 1 hand, and that's fine for me.
Yes. How many rods do you bring?
So I just brought 6, and I used 3.
And you have plenty.
And I have plenty.
You could bring more than that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
All right.
I always joke, I always bring way too much.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm a gear guy. I bring too much. And my joke amongst all my buddies is anytime anybody asks how many rods you brought, like before I ever answer, I always like casually say, oh, how many did you bring? Like, I brought 6. And then I always just, I brought 5. You know, I lie through my teeth and I always say 1 less than whoever.
1 less than whoever.
It could be that exact same conversation. Yeah. How many did you bring? 9? Oh, I brought 8. You know?
Yeah.
But you probably brought 12.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Traveling as long as I have, I've got probably well over 100 rod and reels.
Nice.
Remarried after I was widowed, and he was a fisherman, David, so he has reels. So we literally probably have 160 rod and reels in our garage. You know, we go out there to fish, and we argue over the same 6 rods.
Yeah.
So we have a deal now. When we fish, he stays out of the garage. I put all our gear together, and when we hunt or go target shooting, he does
there
the
guns.
There you
go. That's fair.
That works.
Good compromise.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we had a great text come through. This one was from John in Mira Mesa. Says, hi, Lori. I often shop at the Claremont location, but at times they have trouble getting bloodworms and lugworms in stock. Would I have any better luck getting those from your store in San Marcos?
Not really. You all have the same source. Hooked Up Baits, I believe, is the company that we buy our baits from. But he services all our stores, so if he doesn't have... And bloodworms are kind of touchy. They come and go, and I know they don't last long anyway. So he can't always get all those baits. So if they don't have bloodworms, if they just had them and they ran out, then certainly we might still have some.
Yeah.
But if they're just not available to them, they're not available to any of our stores.
All right. Very good. Hey, if you want to get through, have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty and talk to Lori, it's open right now. A line open, 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your shot to get through. Let's continue our catch report. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. I'm sure a busy morning over at Seaforth.
You know, there's some fishing going on, so I'm guessing that's why these people are down here. And not much different than last week. You know, it's that time of year where that's actually a good thing to say. They're just rolling on, catching those fish there. Half-day trips are doing very well on the calico bass. Yesterday afternoon, they had 63 and released 100 in addition to some bottom fishing there. Seeing a few yellowtail in the mix, 1 or 2 here and there. Not a lot, but you definitely have a shot at those guys. full-day trips and those offshore trips. And those guys are fishing kind of the same area right now. The fish are really close to home. And they're definitely still catching those bluefin. And the thing right now, they're seeing fish, you know, in that 20 to 30-pound range, up to that 200-plus pound range. So when you're coming out for those trips, definitely be prepared. And as generic as it seems to sound, everything from 30 or 40 pound on the light end up to 100 pound on the heavy end there to catch those fish, you never know what you're going to get into. Last week it was all the 100 pound setups. This week it's the 40 pound setups. So definitely be prepared for those. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. It's getting that time of year where you need to make reservations way ahead of time there for those half days, the full days, the day and a half. We got some longer trips in there. That's, I got some 3 days and longer trips in there also. Definitely make your reservations early. Get that gear set up. Come down and go fishing. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer all your guys' questions there. And I'm sure there's going to be some now. Like I said, with that widespread of fish they're catching, you got to be prepared for everything. Check the website, give us a call, come down in person, visit the tackle shop, get a burrito next door, and get out there, catch some fish.
Whew, good report, Marcos. Glad to hear fish are biting so well. The bite has stayed strong, and we got good weather in front of us. Man, I think we're off to the tear of summertime. It sounds like this is going to be the weekly thing.
And absolutely, and like I said, you know, with school getting out next week for a lot of San Diego, make your reservations ahead of time for all those trips. Don't come down here and get stuck with nothing to go on. And your options are great. Half day, full day, overnight and longer. Get out on there and go fishing.
Awesome, Marcos. Great job. Great report. We'll talk to you next week.
And talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in and take just a brief moment and remind everybody to put June the 25th on your calendar. That is going to be the big captain's reception over at Dana Landing at 4 o'clock, and it is going to be one great party. We've got a lot of people coming. We've got some wonderful raffle prizes and live auction items. And rumor has it that for an auctioneer this year, we're going to have none other than Captain Frank Lopresti and Harold Davis.
Can come you on. Really?
Right on.
Wow. And I might add, too, that morning, June 25th, Saturday morning, we'll have Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano on Let's Talk Hookup right here in the world headquarters.
Mm. Well, it's going to be quite the day. And I wanted to remind everybody, we have changed the format of this a little bit. You don't have to buy tickets. All you have to do is show up at 4 o'clock. We'll open the gates, and it'll run from 4 to about 7:30. And it doesn't cost you a thing to come in and meet the captains and get your autographs and take pictures with them and hear their stories and their antics. And if you want to take advantage of the raffle and the live auction, of course, you're welcome to do that. And we will be having some food vendors. And what we're going to do with that is we're going to sell wristbands for $20. And if you choose to buy a wristband, then you can help yourself to the various samplings that they're going to have out there. We're going to have Jeff from Sushi on a Roll is going to be back. We've got the guys from Fisherman's Processing are going to be there again with their smoked fish and pokey. We're going to have a new food concession there. It's going to be the Royal Rooster. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and that's great. That's a great. The Royal Rooster is a great restaurant at C4 Sport Fishing. Is actually the Royal Rooster comes from a former chef on the Royal Polaris, former chef on the Red Rooster, and they put their talents together and create some amazing things at that restaurant.
It's a killer local.
It's a really good spot.
I got exposed to them a few weeks back when we were doing the used tackle sale over at Seaforth Landing, and I will tell you what, I was so impressed both with their food and with their personality. It's fun. They really make a great job at that. If you're not familiar, you should go over and check them out over there at Seaforth. But they're going to be part of the captain's reception, along with hundreds of people from the sport fishing community. This is going to be something you don't want to miss. It doesn't cost anything to come in and take advantage of all the festivities, and that's going to be at 4 o'clock at Dana Landing on Saturday, June 25th.
I can't wait to see Harold and Frank going at it with the auction, too. That's going to be worth the price of admission right there, for sure. And I might add, too, that next Saturday, Harold and Mike will be right here in the world headquarters, Let's Talk Hookup, talking about a new event coming up, I believe, Reel a Week, right?
Yeah, we're going to launch the 2022 version of Reel a Week. Tim Baker has done a great job putting that list of reels together, and we're going to kick that the sales of those tickets off next Saturday on your show, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And so I hope everybody tunes in, and we've had just a wonderful success with Reel a Week. Everybody just seems to love it, and it is a very, very important part of our annual fundraising. And you know, all these events that we come up with, they all have only one goal, and that's to raise money to put more kids on their first ocean fishing trip. We have exceeded the 145,000 kid mark since we got this thing rolling way back in 1999, and it seems the program is stronger today than I think it has ever been.
Yeah.
And that's only because of people that support it and the industry and yourself, Pete, and the listeners. Everybody pulls together, and really there's one winner, and that's the kids.
No kidding. Yeah, and I might add, too, speaking of which, next Saturday is also, which I believe Mike's going to come along to, is the big CCA California San Diego chapter, the Apps and Taps event, and that's at Portuguese Hall on Saturday evening, the 18th, which is right after our show here on Let's Talk Hookup, honoring Bob Fletcher and Ann Fletcher for the 2022 Anthony Shea Conservation Award, and that's at the Portuguese Hall. You can buy tickets at ccacalifornia.org. Are you going to hang around and go to that event, Mike?
Of course. I wouldn't miss it. And I will encourage everybody listening, if you are not an active CCA member, shame on you.
Yeah.
You need to be a supporter of CCA California. Those guys are working hard to make sure that we have a future in fishing. And if you're not helping, you're part of the problem.
Yep, no kidding, because we have lots of issues headed our way, thanks to all the different politics in California here and beyond.
You got that.
Hey, Mike, sure appreciate all that you do, and we'll see you right here on Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday.
We will see you then. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great fishing information with Lori. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay, Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sunspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here again. If you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning, but we still have your shop plenty of time. Give us a call at 213-432-1090 or keep those texts coming on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
And we have a special guy online, Dave, from a company called Rip a Lip. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You bet. Now, you sent me an email, and I checked out your website, and it's quite intriguing, teaching people how to use their electronics. Tell us about it.
That's a good idea.
So we developed an app that you download on your phone or your tablet that walks you through the settings of your marine electronics. We cover more than 150 different pieces of electronics from Lowrance, Humminbird, and Garmin. And we have a number of different guides that literally walk you through step by step, button by button, how to get your marine electronics dialed in.
Wow. So are they how-to videos? Is that how it works?
There are how-to videos in the app, but it's really more of a series of guides. As an example, there's a quick start guide for every piece of equipment, and it goes through the 30 or 40 things that you should look at on your electronics. We cover the system settings, 2D settings, side scan settings, down scan settings, charting settings, and get you about 90% of the way to dialed in. And then you can look at the other guides, advanced reference, how-to videos, frequently asked questions and whatnot, that will get you a little bit further and answer the questions. The key is you have the information on the water when you need it, because that's when you need to reference that manual.
So you just carry it with you?
Yes, you can download it on a phone or a tablet. There's a search feature, so you can be on the water looking for a specific setting. Let's say you've got your unit up and you can't remember where the sun and moon phases are because you want to know what time the sunset is or something. You can just type sun, it'll take you right to that section.
Wow. So, and this is both for freshwater and saltwater application, right?
Right. And basically the real difference when you're in saltwater is most people fish a lot deeper. It's not so much the salinity of the water as it is although that increases the density, it's more how deep you fish. So you need to increase your sensitivity settings typically, and because you have a lot more surface turbulence with waves and the layering of the water, you need to increase your surface clutter. The other issues in saltwater is you might need a higher power transducer, something more in the 1,000 kilohertz or watt range.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's things like on mine, like TVG and, you know, this setting mm-hmm. and that setting. It's like, what the heck is that, right? And this will all explain that, right?
Correct. We walk through, in fact, the TVG on your Garmin. We walk through all of that. In fact, since we're bringing up Garmin, there's a really great feature on Garmin that people should be turning on, especially in 2D, called A-Scope. And if you're not using it, one of the features in Garmin is when you turn on A-Scope, it tells you the width of the cone at the bottom, the depth that you're fishing. Really gives you a great reference point. So as an example, let's say you're fishing in 30 feet of water. On Amplitude Scope, it's going to tell you your width of your cone is 12 feet, so that's how wide you're searching. Gives you a good reference point when you're fishing deeper water.
Now this all sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we get the app? How much does it cost?
You go to the Apple or Google stores, you search for Ripple App University, and you download the app from there. The app is free to download, so you can make sure that your piece of equipment is in our app, because we don't cover everything. I mean, we have 150 of them, but not every single one is in there. Once you find your piece of equipment, if you just want access to that piece of equipment, let's say your EchoMap 93SV, it would be $5 a year.
$5 a year.
Come on.
A year.
Get out of here.
Oh, my gosh. And that's why I was like, wait a minute. This is crazy.
What a cool idea. Yeah. That was a great call, Dave.
If you need access to more than one piece of equipment, because we cover trolling motors, let's say you're a Lowrance guy and you've got a .1 antenna, you've got a live system, you've got an active target system. Those would be three pieces of gear. For unlimited access, it's $10 a year.
$10 a year. Wow. For all your different gear.
Man,
wow.
Correct. A fantastic idea you had. Yeah. And, I mean, you want to talk about useful. There's things you hear about, you know, as you go on where you're like, man, that was a good idea. This is certainly one of them. Great, great job. Yeah.
So you just, in the Apple or Google Play Store, just hit RIPALIP, rip a lip, right?
Correct.
And then search that and download the app, and then you can sign up for whatever plan you want for a whopping $5 a year, or really go all in.
Unlimited.
$10 a year, right? That's awesome, Dave. It sounds like you're doing more of a service for anglers making money at this thing.
Well, the manufacturers really like it. In fact, the retail stores like it because it takes some of the pressure off of them when they sell a piece of equipment and then somebody gets on the water and calls them from the water. You know, your Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, Shields and whatnot, they carry counter displays of the app in their stores and hand those out.
Nope.
Another really interesting...
Yeah,
because we get those questions asked a lot, so yeah. That's a great idea.
I'd be happy to send you the information. But we include something called cheat sheets. So you can actually go into the app. Let's say you had a really good day fishing and you wanted to remember some of the settings that you changed or where you were at or the type of lure you used or the water temperature or the depth you were fishing. You can go into the app, open up a cheat sheet, make a cheat sheet, save all those settings, add all your custom settings, including what I just mentioned, lure color, whatever you want, and a freeform notes section and save it. And the next time you're in that situation, you can open up the app. There it all is. And you can, and under the pro version, you can make an unlimited number of cheat sheets for any body of water.
So that's a great idea.
That's cool, man.
And I'll tell you, I can totally see how that could help me because, like, when I go swordfish fishing in November, December, I, like, have these settings that I have to use on my Simrad that I always forget. Okay, now which one did I use to get down 2,000 feet and get more detail and stuff like that?
Yeah. You can be, like Pete, I know you are. You're very comfortable and very good with your electronics, but they're so advanced that none of us use them to the potential that they probably could be used. Unless you're Lasley, that machine probably does more than what you can, you know, do to it. And what a good reference. Like, even if you're a pro, there's always some things that can dial you in even better.
Yeah. Well, Dave, great job, great stuff, and I'm definitely downloading it and checking it out.
I'll
become a subscriber. Rip a Lip University, and you just search Rip a Lip on the Google Play or the App Store. Download the app and go from there. Right?
Correct.
All right, Dave. Great job, and hey, appreciate you taking the time this morning and tell us about your great service.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you bet.
Good luck. Hey, well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Lori. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to John. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. Great show as usual. I got two questions. First, Lori, I have an HX Raptor also that I've caught, you know, 70, 80-pound fish on before. What, could you rig that up to catch some of the bigger boys that are around right now?
Absolutely. That thing has 47 pounds of drag. You'll never use that much, but it's got lots of drag. It holds 400 yards of 100-pound braid. As long as you got a nice rod, heavy rod with it, it'll catch a 200-300-pound fish. You're only limited.
What type of rod would you pair it with?
I pair mine actually with the Graftech rod. I had said that a little bit ago, but they're great. They're a great price point. They're a nice light rod. They got a lot of recoil in the tip. Very powerful. So
that's the rail rod?
Rail rod. And I do their rail rod, the extra heavy, so it's rated 80 to 100. And then they go up from there. They have them 100 to 130, so it goes from there. But that 80 to 100 rod, too, will catch a 200-pound fish very easily. So, and they're available at all the Turners and
all over.
Yeah, all over. Yeah, Rick's really done a good job in developing those rods.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, I had a great question. It says, good morning, Lori. I recently saw someone splicing 2 feet of 100-pound solid into that new colored Iser line that you were talking about using a nail knot or a serve. The braid on my reel is still good, and I'd like to just add 300 to 500 feet of that new Iser line colored hollow on top. Is that something I can get done at the Turner's locations? That's from Daniel in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, you sure can. We don't have any minimums. I thought about that. I didn't want to dump my whole, 400 yards, 100-pound white braid off of my reel just to get the metered. So I ended up doing it because I get a great deal with Turner's on braid. But I thought, yeah, you don't have to fill it to the bottom. Hopefully you're not going to be dropping down 1,000 feet deep and having to reel that up. So
is that new Iser line, colored line, is it a hollow? So you can slice
once it gets to the 130. Most of your 130-pound braids are going to be a hollow, but it is not a hollow.
It's not a hollow until you at 100 or 80.
But, yeah, you could put just 100 yards. That's 300 feet. Maybe go 200 yards on top just in case you have to drop to 600. But totally doable. I tie a great knot. I have no problem connecting a braid to a braid. It tightens down nice and tight and don't have problems with that knot at all.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
How would you connect a braid to a braid?
I do the same as I do my braid to my leader or my mono. I don't know if they call it a Bob Sands knot or a Tony Pena knot. Everybody has their name for it, but it's basically a uni. My leader will tie a uni to my braid, and then basically it's an improved Albright, 10 wraps up, 10 wraps down, and that makes a nice, clean, slim, good connection.
All right.
And that knot, the harder you pull on it, it just gets tighter and tighter.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right. Thanks a lot for the calls.
All right. Let's jump back in, and this time talk to Leo. Leo's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Leo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be get through to you guys. Hey, one quick question. I'm leaving Sunday on a day-and-a-half trip. It's an extended trip, so we'll be in the fishing grounds in daylight. Well, I want to tell me how to do the sinker rig correctly.
Ah, it's good question. Yeah. Because,
and good timing.
Yeah, and because you just got back from fishing the sinker rig quite a bit, and what size sinker, how to do it. Yeah.
So pretty much people do either a 3 ounce, a 6 ounce, or an 8 ounce. I tend to go, even though we were dropping down to 300 feet, I was using a 4 ounce. I prefer a little bit lighter. I feel like when I'm letting that sinker bring my line and my bait down, when it's really heavy and it's going down fast, I'm always thinking it's messing up my bait. He's probably got a wide open mouth on him. So I go a little lighter than a lot of people. It's still going to sink. It might not sink as fast, but I think my bait is saved better by not going down so quickly. And I put my sinker on with the rubber band. We can show you that in the store, the technique to putting on. I'm sure there's YouTubes on that too, but I put it about maybe 4 or 5 feet away from my hook, and the rubber band holds it on there tightly so it won't slide up and down. People either rig it with one end where it's kind of hanging and swinging on there. Now people are doing more of like attaching both ends of, and we're talking about a sinker, a torpedo sinker.
Okay.
Is what we'd use. Now, on this trip, and I'm thinking I'm going to be going leading more toward that, we were doing sliding egg sinkers in that same weight, 3 and 4 ounces, and we just tied a little piece of rubber band in front of it so that it wouldn't slide down straight down to your hook.
Okay.
And that was kind of nice.
Kind of like a Carolina Keeper.
Just like Carolina Keeper won't quite hold that heavy a sinker.
Yeah.
It tends to want to push it. So just tie a little knot on the little piece of rubber band in front of it. That's nice. I like that better, but it does, if you got a lot of people on the boat, that does tend to tangle with more
anglers.
Tangle with more anglers. That's a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of tangles. That's a tangle itself.
Yeah. Tongue tangler.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text from Fred, who's calling us all the way from Bullhead City, Arizona.
I just looked at that one.
Listening on the app. And he said, this is for Lori, and I find saltwater tackle here in Bullhead City is hard to get. Do you mail order your tackle at Turner's Outdoorsman?
We do have an e-commerce. We have, you go to our website, and we can online order pretty much any of our gear, except we don't do rods because the shipping now is literally like $100 to ship one rod.
Sure.
So, but all the other gear that's available,
like rods,
there,
reels, lures, line,
everything but rods.
Yeah, so, and you can order right online at turner.com.
They pull it from our warehouse.
You get the sale prices too.
Yeah, I'm sure we do. Yeah, you can order right there. Your shipping, I don't believe we don't do free shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all available.
Yeah, nice.
And you can even call any of our stores if you have questions. We can talk you through it, recommend what you should pick out, and then you can still order it online.
All right, great. So. All right.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back into him and talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lori. Lori, I was made aware of Nomad coming out with a new flyer that you can troll. Are your stores going to carry that? And how do you guys go about finding and getting new product into your stores that, you know, is brand new?
So we do have those in. We've had them in maybe 6 weeks now in two different sizes. We have the 200 and the 140, I think, is it? They make the other one. The private boaters are even trolling. They have an option to either fly them or tie it to the nose and troll them. They come with all the rigging already. They have a great scan that you can just scan, and it'll actually explain how to work them, how to rig them, your options in rigging them. You can add treble hooks. They're a good price point. They're $100. And yeah, they're all available with us. As far as how we get our products, we have four buyers in our company, two saltwater and then two gun and clothing for hunting clothing. We're now specializing. One buyer does the freshwater tackle. The other one does saltwater. But they're just always shopping. They have to prepare, especially with the way that shipping is right now. And then we always are starting to prepare for trade shows, you know, like the PCS show coming up.
Right.
So, and they have to shop for 30 stores. Fortunately, my store sells more tackle than the other store, so they send me more, and I get first dibs. If there's one thing, they send it to me. So you can call the Turners San Marcos and ask us anything you want, what we have, and help you out with the rigging on that, too.
And if you're seeing a particular thing, a hot knife jig, a hot whatever, you can have more of that sent to your store.
I've got
put the request in.
I have a great relationship with my buyers, and if I'll tell them it's something new, they're not carrying it. I'm like, can I just carry it, or just our three San Diego stores, because we're busier, because the fish are here. And they'll let us go ahead and put it into those three stores and see how it works, and if it's working good, then the other stores get to buy it too.
That's awesome.
But they're really, I mean, I just fished with Kyle Tibbetts, our buyer, so it's you know, we're all really connected. We travel together. It's a good family company.
It is.
We have them.
Even though it's a huge company now.
I think almost 1,000 employees.
I mean, I remember when it was like eight stores,
yeah.
Right? You know, in Southern California. Now you're in
30
states.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this next text speaks to exactly that. It says, hey, guys, I used to live in Escondido, and the San Marcos store was my local shop back in 1998. I'm wondering, how long has that store been there, and where was the first Turners located? That's all from Jeff in Bay Park.
I believe the first Turners was located in Rancho Cucamonga, where they just moved out of.
Yeah.
But that was the first store and grew from there. I only came to Turners in 2011, we had 15 stores, and now we're up to 34, I believe that it is. What was the next question on that one?
I think you got it. Yeah. Where was it located?
Yeah.
When was it originally?
I know. And then my store, actually, at the San Marcos location, that was a Bob's Bait and Tackle originally.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Had a customer came in the other day, and Bob's Bait and Tackle has been gone for 25 years or 30 years maybe. And I had to call him back for something, and he said that his phone caller ID showed up Bob's Bait and Tackle.
Oh, wow, that's
because
cool.
He had that phone number from back in the 90s.
Back,
you know,
way back.
So we've had that store a good 20, 25 years, but it was a Bob's before that, and then sold to Boss Bait and Tackle for a few years, then Turners bought it from them.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
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 So it's been a long time. And you know, what's cool about Turners is it's become such a big corporation, but yet you've kept that small town appeal, because each store is managed like your tackle department, like by you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you oversee, and each store is like that, where each one has their individual managers that oversee what kind of tackle you need in that particular store. So it's like an individual tackle store, but it's got all this corporate buying power.
Right, and even with the firearms, there's different regulations for every, like L.A., you know, county has different gun laws than we do down here. So each store may not have all the same guns because of the laws that are in their local community.
Sure.
But, good warehouse source of everything.
Yeah. And what speaks to it well, too, is the long term that the employees stay there, like you, and like people that come back,
right?
Like Tim Baker.
Yeah.
And Mike Wynn, and of the guys that have been there for like, since I started Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah.
Turners Outdoorsman was one of the original tackle shops that sponsored Let's Talk Hookup
right.
way back in the
and
day,
a lot
like 30
have,
years ago.
A lot of shops have come and gone, and Turner's has been dominant that entire time
and
because of that team and because of that family and because of how good a job they do.
They're a great company to work for. They're flexible. If you're, we have a lot of college students. We have a lot of military guys, and we're always hiring. As you see, there's hiring now, but we're hiring for all departments, cashiers, tackle department, gun department. So great company to work for. It's a job of passion, so you're going to enjoy it.
Great. That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. You stay tuned. More with Lori from Turner's Outdoors when we come back. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. Lori's going to do us the honors of flipping the coin, finding if our winner's a caller or a texter.
Here we go.
Okay.
And what is it? It's hit the ground.
Texter.
A texter.
Today.
Oh, texters have been hot.
Yeah, congratulations to Rick in Beaumont. You are going fishing on board the Liberty.
Oh, and Lori's such a great, it's always great having you. You do such a great job to enhance, especially women on the water, which is really fantastic. I know you and Wendy Tosahara are always really behind doing that and getting a lot more women out and just people in general. I mean, men, women, kids, everything about it. Just getting people on the water, and that's
Wendy and I got a lot of energy, so we make it a lot of fun
for you too.
And educational.
Yeah.
And we'll have to do that. Bring back one of our gun people. Maybe Amanda, my boss, will come out because she's been with the company 20 years.
That would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
To have both sides of Turner's coverage.
Yeah,
we'll, we'll do that again for sure.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Turner's for their long-term support of Let's Talk Hookup. Always great people to work with there. And thank you, Lori, for your long-term support of Let's Talk Hookup and everything.
Anytime.
And, of course, if somebody wants more information, how do we find you and how do we find Turner's?
So you can find Turner's at www.turners.com. It'll list all the stores in there. You can even do a job application into there, too, if you're thinking about wanting to work.
How do we find you?
I am at the San Marcos store, and I'm there on Tuesdays through Fridays from pretty much open to closing.
Open to close. Mm-hmm. All right, Lori. Great to have
you.
Great job.
That was awesome.
Thanks to Christian for all he does on the phones and the board, and, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate all the support of you out there and your texts and your phone calls. Couldn't do it without you, and thank you very much for all that. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, a couple of great shows. Ricky's on his way to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, but Corey Sandin will be here along with myself, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yosef Husseini, his brother, the Angler's Retailer. The two of them will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.